A Jewish Journal article. Table for 5. Bo. 1 verse, 5 voices. Edited by Salvador Litvick, the Accidental Talmudist. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This month shall mark for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first of the months of the year for you. Exodus chapter 12 verses 1 to 2. Judy Gruen, author. The Skeptic and the Rabbi. Falling in love with faith. We've all seen at least 100 variations of the call, 30 days to a new you. It is a truth universally acknowledged through self-help books, articles, and training programs that if you want to develop a new habit, retrain your brain to think differently or make any other lasting change, doing it for 30 days usually hits the sweet spot. Hebrew is psychologically insightful. The word, chodesh, means both month and new, suggesting that a new month, which not coincidentally is 30 days, is more than a calendar event. By emphasizing, twice, that, this month shall be for youth beginning of months, God tells us that each time we see that sliver of a new moon, we have the opportunity for personal renewal. As Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch writes, each time the new moon appears, it shall remind you to effect your own free-willed renewal. And as I renew you, and you renew yourselves, you shall move, like the moon, through the darkened skies of the nations and, wherever you go, proclaim the message of Chiddush. Renewal. The teaching of God, the free-willed creator of all things, who makes us free. Through him alone can we become truly free in both body and soul. So, the next time you look up at the night sky and see that slim crescent of the new moon, ask yourself, what will you do with this new beginning? Rabbi Shlomo Yaffe, Congregation B'nai Torah. The Hebrew word for month in this verse is chodesh, which actually means renewal. This refers to the institution of the Jewish calendar, which uses the new moon to begin each month. All dates in Judaism are lunar dates. Another word used in biblical Hebrew for the lunar month is yarich, meaning moon, e.g. the entire cycle of the moon, which is the span of a month. Why is the emphasis here, as the Jewish people is being created with the Exodus, specifically on the new moon, rather than the month as a whole? The Torah is teaching us that just as the month always begins with the renewal of the moon's light after a period of its disappearance, so too Judaism always allows for a new beginning unencumbered by the burdens of the past. The Jewish people leave hundreds of years of degradation and slavery behind to reach Sinai and receive the Torah, the loftiest statement of human potential, in a mere 50 days. This is possible through the power GD gives us to be new, to find the light and power within to attain our ultimate potential, notwithstanding how many attempts to do so have failed. The verse may be read as follows. This renewal is yours. The capacity to attain all you can in your Judaism belongs to you, right now, no matter your past. The Torah is eternal, and this potential is there for all time, for all of us, at every stage of our lives. Lieutenant, Rez, Yoni Troy Counselor, Beit Hatzair School for At-Risk Youth. Although this verse seems disconnected from the general story, it serves an important role. Wars are particularly difficult psychologically, because they make so many feel so helpless. This extreme situation highlights how temporary life is. People die, buildings are destroyed, systems collapse. One particularly effective tool is to assert control wherever possible. In the army, the most routine discipline, from keeping your shirt tucked in to shining your shoes, helps, as ridiculous as that sounds in the field. These simple tasks give soldiers a feeling of familiarity and control. In addition, we officers learned that one way to help soldiers overwhelmed by shell shock is to give them simple tasks: guard that area, go pass a message here. In Bo, God does not give the people of Israel a temporary goal, like the Passover sacrifice, but a monthly goal to watch over the moon. This, ultimately, daily ritual, which never changes, would help the Jews reassert control, in Egypt, in the desert, and throughout so many other trying periods. Even more important, this verse begins the process wherein GD relinquishes his direct involvement and begins to give us responsibility. We start going from a world of total dependence on divine intervention into the more proactive world we live in today. We no longer experience open miracles. Instead, we hold the responsibility for ourselves and our world. We have the choice to build the world and make it a better place or, GD forbid, allow the opposite to happen. Rabbi Eva Robbins, Co-Rabbi Neve Shalom, Faculty AJRCA. The Mior Einayim, a Chassidic commentator, points out that in the land of Egypt the Israelites had lost all awareness and connections to the GD of their forefathers and therefore were incapable of making a choice of any kind. In the midst of this land, filled with idols and controlled by one man, Pharaoh, was where they needed to confront the beginning of change, the understanding that this would be the first of many moments in their life when they would have the opportunity to renew and restore themselves and their relationship with the divine. Our pasuk has three powerful words, Hodesh, which means to make new, renewal, to restore, and the moon, Rosh meaning head, a chief, and beginning, and Shana, which means to change or be altered, be different, to shine brightly, as well as year. Most simply we read, this will be the first of months, the first month of the year. Alternatively, let's read it as, this renewal, for you, is a beginning of renewals, it will be to you the first, of many, restorations that will repeat, in your life. It is a metaphor for a deeper meaning that in the most restricted and painful times of our life there will be opportunities for renewal and restoration. That in that moment of oppressive darkness that often surrounds us and fills our lives, we can expand our awareness and choose to bring in a bright light and connection with Hashem. That is the most liberating of moments. Rabbi Chaim Singer Frank's Multi-Faith Chaplain, Kaiser Medical Center, Panorama City. In the Talmud, Rosh Hashanah 2a, Nisan 1 is named as the new year for kings. Our verses herald not only a new month, they also portend a complete reset of history. Not just trading one king for another but a new beginning. Heretofore, the earthly king had been a pharaoh in an Egyptian society and economy wrought by Joseph, where all wealth is extracted from the serfdom and all power concentrated in the palace. God lays the groundwork for a new order, new rules, new sacrifices, new leadership, and a path toward the birth of a new just and holy nation, Israel. God consigns these tasks to his most loyal servants, Moshe and Aharon, and this is a substantial and profound point in our parsha. To sharpen that point, an 18th century Hasidic sage, the Maggid of Kozhnitz, quotes Midrash Shemot Rabbah, offering a parable of a king who says to his son, until this point, I have been the keeper of all the wealth of my kingdom. From this point forward it is under your purview, to do good. Contemplating our verses through this lens, God is entrusting the keys to his kingdom on earth to the people of Israel, led by Moshe and Aharon. Visualize Hashem saying, not only am I ending the reign of this despot, I'm also not choosing a new earthly dictator. Instead, I am restarting history by giving them a communal task and furnishing them with two guiding counselors, a shepherd and a priest.